Well, I'm here with Akin, Dawn and Neil. They are street pastors and I'm about to head out with them into Epsom Town Centre. Now, Neil is the senior street pastor tonight. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Russell.
What do you do?
We get asked that question so many times when we're out in the streets. And my immediate answer is to say, we're just out here being nice to people. We wander around and we just chat to people. We've got the time and we're sober and that makes all the difference.
So how many of you are there on the team?
At the moment, we have about 26. We have four teams, so we only have to go out once a month because we're out often until 3:30 in the morning, and I wouldn't be able to do that every week.
And you're represented by several churches in the area?
Yes, I think we're represented by about 6 or 7 churches at the moment.
So what kind of situations do you find yourself in?
Drive through any town late at night on a Friday or Saturday night, look around you, and those are the situations we find ourselves in. You'll find people shouting at us. A lot of people know street pastors. The young people love us because they realise that we're out there to help them, to be kind to them, to smile at them, to chat with them, not to judge them, but to help them whenever they need help. We find ourselves in all sorts of situations, often including involving alcohol. Often when the people, young or old, find they're in a vulnerable position, they can't do things for themselves, they need a bit of help, or they're lonely, or their friends have left them, so we'll go and have a chat. We might have a foil blanket for them to keep them warm. We'll have lollipops, maybe some water. Girls who have got really high heels and have got very sore feet, instead of walking home and maybe cutting their feet, we'll give them flip-flops.
So what impact do you believe you have in the town?
I believe that we've had quite a big impact. Certainly having a group of sober, calm people seems to make a difference. And the police have told us in all sorts of locations around London and the country that street pastors have made a difference. And we've had parents saying, thank you for looking after my daughter. And then we've often had young people come back to us a few weeks later saying, oh, you looked after me. You gave me some flip-flops. And people remember that. People remember kindness. And it's our privilege to be able to go out and spread a bit of Christian kindness on the streets of Epsom.
Let's go out.
Hi guys, how are you going tonight?
Hi, we've met before. So many times.
How have we ever given you flip-flops?
Hi.
This man wants to hear about what you think of street pastors.
I really appreciate the work they do for the you know what I mean?
We love the street pastors, they're so great.
Have you guys seen the street pastors here before?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of them?
I love them.
No, religious.
Yeah, we're all from local churches, but we've been wandering around Epsom for years. Are you new to Epsom? You're one of the colleges?
I am new to Epsom.
Right.
I came to visit my friend.
I always remember when I was like 18 going out in Sutton every weekend, and the Sutton ones used to always give me flip-flops when I was wearing stupid shoes, so I couldn't walk it. Flip-flops and lollipops, it was great.
Flip-flops in the bag and...
Yeah, we got lollipops.
Because you've been nice.
I literally don't know how you do what you do.
But you're wearing sensible shoes tonight, so that's good. Brilliant. That's what I like to see.
So who are you?
I'm the general manager of Fever.
Oh, right. Okay. And so how's it going?
Going very well, thank you.
Because I've heard it's quite new.
It is 4 weeks old now, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it, actually.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
What do you think of the street pastors?
Great job. Can't praise them enough.
What sort of difference do you think they make to your clients?
Huge difference. It makes a massive difference. It's keeping everyone safe. They're the non-hostile sort of version of that everyone wants. They're not door staff, they're not police, but they're the in-between. They're there to help these guys out that have had a bit too much drink, unfortunately. But then at the same time, they're happy to meet and greet anyone that's just walking in the town, which I think makes everyone have a bit of a more comfortable night out in their town. I've always got time for street passes. I love these guys.
Next, I chatted with a couple of door staff, firstly at Boogie Lounge and then at the Slug and Lettuce. What do you think of them?
Yeah, I think they do a good job. It's good to have them about. It's good support and it's good peace of mind for the punters.
So does it make a difference to your clients?
I think a peace of mind does, yeah. I'd certainly say so. Nice to know that there's people around that care when there's sometimes you get certain situations of an evening and people are intoxicated. People do get a little bit panicky. So it's nice to have that peace of mind that there's someone around that they can call upon if needed.
What do you think of these guys?
I enjoy seeing them doing their bit. It's I hadn't seen it before Epsom. Seems to do a good job.
Yeah.
And I think most people generally appreciate it.
Do you think they make a positive difference in the town?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, by the calming influence to people, and they're just there as a non-threatening source of help.
Well, I'm with a couple of police officers in the centre of Epsom at the moment. What do you make of the street pastors? You see them here regularly?
Yeah, very useful for the town centre, especially later on in the evening when there's a few people who may be a bit worse for wear. Offering them water and supporting them and calling for ambulances and things takes a massive pressure off us sometimes. It takes away the focus from us and actually allows them to deal with things, allowing us to deal with crime and criminals.
Hiya, you're right.
I'm out of the game.
You got no shoes?
I'm out of the game.
Which means what?
She's got sore feet, that's
you got
all.
Sore feet?
Oh. I don't know.
Are you going to be walking a long way?
Do you know, I'm getting a cab.
Are you going to be... Well, we've got flip-flops if you want some. Do you want some flip-flops?
Oh, what great people.
All right, let's catch up with Dawn. It seems to be a common theme speaking to a lot of the doormen. The thing I'm hearing from most of them is that they see you as a positive calming effect, able to kind of calm situations down.
Yeah, I think a lot, because we're not seen as sort of authority like the police are, and we're not the strict people like the door staff are. We're sort of more like their friendly uncle or as someone friendly that's on their side. I think they perceive us more as being sort of part of them rather than part of the establishment. Yeah. Not there to judge and not there to say whether they should or shouldn't be doing anything, but just somebody who's willing to listen to them if they've got a problem, someone that they can tell all their problems to, really.
Well, I'm with Elder Peter Rice, who is coordinator of Epsom and Your Street Pastors. Peter, how important is this ministry?
Well, it's a good way of getting the churches to work together for the local community. And I think it's an important way of getting the church out there and showing people that we are normal human beings, you know, and giving them another perspective on church, really.
Okay, well, it's great that it's a combined effort between local churches. Do you need more volunteers?
That would be very helpful, yeah. We have sort of lost a few volunteers over the years. And, in order to kind of have a weekly patrol, it would have to have at least another sort of half dozen or a dozen more people.
So if that's you, get in touch with Peter at the King's Church.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Well, how do you think local people perceive the street pastors?
Is it, well, a mixture, really. Sometimes they just wonder who we are, so we often get asked the question, you know, what do you do, who are you? And when we explain we're volunteers from churches out to look after people, make sure they can get home okay after a night out on a Friday night, then they're usually very, very receptive and warm and think it's a great idea.
Well, I saw myself how you're bringing the love of Jesus to a part of the community who might not otherwise come into contact with him. Do you see lives transformed and seeds sown in others?
Yeah, it's not always immediately evident about the impact of our conversations, but we have had people approach us further down the line and said, you know, what you did that night made a big difference. Sometimes it's actually physically enabled people to get to hospital quicker than they would have done or had some sort of emergency aid. Sometimes it's caused people to think again about where they're going with their lives. So whilst not immediately apparent, yeah, we do get stories that are encouraging about transformation, yeah.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.